Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Lily Higgins, good afternoon.
Hi Brendan, how are you?
I'm great, how are you Lily?
Very good. I'm baking in the kitchen for my daughter's birthday, so surrounded by cake, as usual.
What kind of cake?
Loads of vanilla cake. She actually wants a poppet cake, so I'm making a poppet cake, yeah.
Of course you are, because that's the kind of mother you are. So listen, we said we'd take a bit of a gamble today. I haven't been out in a few hours, but I'm not sure how it's working out. We're going to talk about summer desserts, right? Because, you know, it's in and out, the summer. Come here, what distinguishes a summer dessert from a winter dessert, do you think?
I think something kind of effortless, you know, and something fruity. So you need to have kind of like, think something like a lemon meringue pie, but a really easy fuss-free version of that. And I also love like rhubarb and strawberry crumble. I think crumbles are highly underrated. Everybody loves them anytime I mention them. Yeah. So, you know, we don't need to think like that it's an old fashioned dessert. It's actually really delicious. Everyone loves them as pure comfort food. So
and if you've enough whipped cream with anything, you can get anything, don't you? I think like, yeah.
Yes, exactly. 100%. So that's the thing. Like you could throw halved peaches on the barbecue and have it with whipped cream. And that's absolutely beautiful, you know. So I think something fruity. I've given you loads of recipes there now, including the lemon meringue pie, which is really easy.
Yeah, slow down. We'll come to them. All right. Steady on.
Okay.
Well, I thought we'd do a bit of a get to know you first kind of thing. Like, so.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were slow on time and I was like, I have to get in about the lemon meringue pie.
Okay. We are, as always, tight on time, but Lily, I make time for you, okay? Because there aren't enough baking housewives represented on the show, and I'm all for diversity. So, I can't remember the last time I spoke to someone who was actually in the middle of baking. Listen, why do you not have pavlova on your list? Would you not agree that pavlova is like summer or winter is the dessert?
I do. So I love pavlova, but I think we all know how to make it. And we're just kind of coming out of communion season where there's been loads of communions and family gatherings and we've had Christmas. So there's been loads of pavlovas. So I think if you're having a family gathering, just leave, you know, your aunt bring the pavlova or someone who always makes the pavlova and you do something different.
Okay, so assume the pavlova.
Yes, assume,
okay.
Perfect.
Factor,
yeah,
pavlova priced in. So I didn't know they were particularly associated with communions, but it does make sense now that you say it. We're going to start with, I want to say, meal free.
Yeah, so I put this recipe on.
I could spell it for you, but
I know. I put it on Instagram and I put it on my TikTok and basically people all over the world are giving out to me for this. It means like a thousand layers in French, mille fouille, and
mille
I pronounced it incorrectly. Yes, I think so.
How did you pronounce it? Mille fouille?
I think I said moi fil or something. I said like moi fil, you know,
mille
and I did fouille. Like a slight little accent, just
how about
quickly
this?
Said
mille
it.
Fouille.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that's believable. That's very believable. So, but in Australia, it's called a flaky or a matchstick. And, you know, every country has this version of this. And
yeah, Australians didn't even bother trying to say mille fouille. It's easier to make than it is to pronounce, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Good point. So what I love to do is to stack the puff pastry on top of each other. So three layers and then to sprinkle icing sugar over it and then to bake it.
Okay.
And then when it comes out of the oven, you can slice it into three layers. So they're perfectly stacked and it works so well. They're absolutely beautiful. So I highly suggest that. And then all you need to do is put in your fresh raspberries and your cream or lemon curd. So that's a really easy dessert that you could do. Because I think summer desserts, you know, you want to be at the beach. You want to make the most of, if there's half an hour of sunshine, you want to be out there enjoying it. You know, not keeping an eye on a cake in the oven. So I think cakes like this are really easy and fast to do, you know.
Okay, now chocolate mousse with butternut squash. Why?
Yeah, because this is just such an easy recipe. It's you just boil the butternut squash or you could use sweet potato as well. And then you drain it really well and mix it while it's still hot with dark chocolate in a food processor with a little bit of coconut oil. And it's absolutely beautiful. You can have that in individual little containers. Yeah, it's really, really nice. If this was an in-studio thing, I would bring it into you and I would give you a little pot of it and you would be obsessed with it.
Okay, come up the next
gorgeous.
I won't be. Come up the next time. I know I keep going back to cream, like, but just make a chocolate mousse with cream. But okay, right. And we'll put up the recipe for that and people can give it a try. Are we presenting that as a kind of a healthy option? Yes.
Well, we are. But you see, you can serve that with cream. Then I do say top with raspberries and cream. So, you know, it's really delicious and kids love it as well.
And texturally?
Yeah, so... Texturally, it's smooth, it's velvety, it's absolutely beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm.
The lemon meringue pie, you're making this with a biscuit base?
Yeah, so I make it with a biscuit base. So just the lovely salty digestives. And I always use salted butter for my baking as well. I just love the mix of salt and sweet. So you crush your digestives the sort of traditional way and mix it with the butter. And so that's your base. And then you sort of bake that for a little bit till it's slightly golden. And then just put a jar of lemon curd in on top of that. And it's delicious. And then put your egg whites and your meringue on top and bake it. It's very easy and no messing around, you know.
Is it easy? Yeah, because I think once people get into egg whites and having to get them the right consistency and stuff, they get freaked out by chemistry, but it's straightforward, yeah?
I know. But I think with egg whites, it's really important that there isn't even a little bit of the yolk in there. And what I always do is I wipe out the bowl that I'm whisking it in with a little bit of vinegar.
Okay.
So just like put a bit of vinegar on a kitchen towel and use that to clean the bowl so there isn't a bit of fat. There needs to be no fat involved. And then your egg whites will get voluminous and massive and beautiful. And fluffy.
And so, we're looking for, is it stiff peaks we're looking for there?
Yeah, it is exactly. You need to be able to hold it over your head. And what I usually do as well is I actually warm the caster sugar a little bit. So while your base is baking, you can put the caster sugar on a tray and put it into the oven just to slightly warm it. So then you're putting warm sugar in on top of your egg whites. And it's incredible. It's like magic.
Okay. And then finally, give us that dip. Crumble technique is fairly straightforward, isn't it? And you can do it with rhubarb and strawberry. You could kind of do it with anything and just crumble it up then, yeah?
Yeah, you do with anything. So what I actually love is when I'm cooking my rhubarb, I don't put any sugar in. I use either strawberry jam, like really good strawberry jam, like Fallon and West Cork or something. Or you could use marmalade as well, because orange is really good with it. So just put in like 2 big heaped tablespoons of jam and mix it in with your rhubarb. And then you pop that in the oven for 10 to 15 minutes. And it'll cook, it'll sweeten it, and it'll give that gorgeous strawberry flavour. This is particularly good, you know, in winter when strawberries aren't in season, but you can always add a few strawberries as well to it. And add a little bit of corn flour too. And then, you know, usually with our crumbles, we've been using our fingers to kind of, you know, make it go together and make it like pebbles on a beach type texture. But I actually just melt the butter and stir it all together, and it's so easy. And it works out really evenly as well. It sort of distributes the butter throughout the whole thing, but you still get those sort of clumps of crumble. It's a very easy one. And I use oats as well in with it. So I'm a bit famous for my crumble around these parts, Brendan.
Okay.
Everybody just loves the crumbles here. They're so delicious.
Okay, so we'll see you soon with butternut squash chocolate mousse, and maybe you bring us a bit of crumble as well. No rhubarb in it. So 3 people have texted to say, I know it's only 3, but still all the identical texts. In Cork, apparently, Millie Philly is what people call it. And
yes.
You know, what I'm thinking is that I don't know what part of Cork they grew up in, but like, did people really grow up having mille feuille in Cork? They're probably from the Rochestown Road, let's face it. Okay, Lily Higgins, food writer and author of The Homemade Year, thank you very much. And people can, of course, find you mispronouncing things on Instagram and TikTok. We'll put the recipes up on the website. Great to talk to you again, Lily. Thanks.
Thanks, Brendan. Thank you.